Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last
Americans.
We are the last
Americans.
We are the last
Americans.
Yo, yo, yo,
yo, yo.
What up, everybody? Welcome to the fucking show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
Happy day, everybody. Happy day.
It is a happy hump day. I'm humping right now.
Ugh. Yeah, if you're watching this live, it is hump day. And if you're not watching it live, then get on Patreon, you fuck.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. Yeah, Patreon is, you know, it helps us out. It helps support the show. You know, we do take some time to look stuff up. We do some, you know, gathering around and, you know, behind the scenes. There's a lot to a podcast, right?
Yeah, there is. I mean, it takes time. It does take time. A lot more than you'd think, actually.
Dude, yeah. So anyway, I was getting ready this morning.
Ooh.
And then all of a sudden my phone alerts me that the House passed the bill to ban TikTok.
Oh, yeah. So they pretty much ended up doing the opposite of what the potential president was saying that we were saying.
Wait, say that again? I'm confused.
So last time,
last episode, we were
talking about how everyone was starting to flip on whether they wanted to ban it, right?
Trump wanted to ban it. He's now saying that he doesn't want to ban it. But then it's like, whatever Trump says,
yeah,
like Joe Biden and the administration have to go against it, right?
Yeah.
But it's weird because the House is filled with a bunch of MAGA Republicans, right? You know?
Yes and no. I think there are some, but I think a lot of them are still... I think there's some old school Republican guys still, a few. And then there's
old school, as in a good old school or bad old school.
Good old school, kind of. And
yeah,
then there's like
Thomas Massie.
Yeah, and then there's the MAGA Republicans, which you can kind of, most of the time those two groups kind of go together. And then and then there's the rhinos that are. I think there's a large portion of those.
Well, yeah, Thomas Massie. Who was it? Not Ron Paul, but his son. I forget his name, but. They're both like kind of super libertarian.
Yeah.
They're stating like, if you do this, you're allowing the government to kind of go forth with like more banning. It's like a Trojan horse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I did listen in, we kind of touched on this a lot on the last show on how like Crowder was talking about this and, you know, they're all for it, dude. They think that TikTok is like some China propaganda that's going to take your data, sell it to China. They're going to freaking make a clone of you. And then all of a sudden, you know what? No need for you anymore. We got 12,000 of you. But
yeah,
I listened to him again today and he had Vivek Ramaswamy. And I'm not a big fan of Ramaswamy. He's a fast talker. Sometimes he says things that I really do like. But overall, I just don't trust the guy. You know, it's the same thing with just politicians. Like, it's very, very hard to gain my trust. But
yeah, he does seem like sometimes he's just saying things because that's kind of what you want to hear.
Well, and he's just almost too perfect. It's like, is this guy a fucking robot? Because he's like, Well, hello there, Chris. I would like to talk to you about several things on my agenda today. I have number one, TikTok is banned and it should be banned. But here's number two. Maybe it shouldn't be. You know, it's like, well, yeah. Dude, like, why are you so slick and smooth? Like, where does this come from? What up, Dave?
Yo.
Yo.
Dude, you guys just started, right?
Four
minutes ago.
Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah.
You were close.
So, and I fucking went fast.
Right on, dude.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on crack right now, dude.
Woo! Well, yeah. Welcome to the discussion, crackhead.
Yeah, they actually, no, we officially just banned TikTok.
Yeah, the House has signed on to agree to ban it. It has to go to the Senate and then President Biden. But we were kind of touching on this last episode, and Vivek Ramaswamy, right?
Yeah.
We said that he kind of switched his positioning on this because last year or 2 years ago, he was saying you should ban TikTok. Now he's not saying it.
Yeah.
And he was actually on the Steven Crowder show, and I liked a lot what he was saying.
Yeah.
So I will give him that. He was saying that, you know, we need to, the one threat that TikTok represents is that it allows 16 and unders to get on there and become kind of zombies and indoctrinated into like these weird ideas.
Yes, sir.
And the main threat is that you're getting like these propaganda, like you can easily infiltrate people's culture and their ideas through propaganda on TikTok. And they look at things and they go, oh, okay. Yeah. I agree with these other countries, except for my country.
Yeah. So when we mentioned that, I think the last show where they were talking about initially, especially with all social media, just putting a ban on like 16 and under being able to get on the app without parent consent. You know what I'm saying? They have to do a certain thing. And I'm more for that than I am a full ban. Absolutely, right?
I think there was actually something in this, if I seen it right, that it's either it'll be one of two scenarios, right? Where either they just ban it entirely, or somebody buys it from the Chinese company.
We have to.
It has to be an American represented type of.
Did you see Nancy Pelosi when she was talking about it? She's like, "This is not a ban on TikTok." Did you see that?
No.
Where she was shaking like this. She's like, this is not a ban on TikTok. This is for
and
them.
Her boobies were jiggling?
Well, they're pretty. She has a tight bra, so I don't think so. But she was saying, basically, she said that.
Those milkers.
The way she said it was the best, though. She said, it's not a ban on TikTok. We're trying to get them to do the right thing. And she said, tic-tac-toe, do the right thing. That's what she said.
What the hell?
What does that mean?
Dango, dude. She's like,
I think
four mini bottles of vodka in.
But no, listen.
I think I'm going to use that from now on. Just because it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, and what's funny is it was way worse than what I even described it as. So let me see if I
but dude, it. So like Vivek, just to like end this on Vivek for me.
Yeah.
He made another point because the main thing about like why they wanted to ban TikTok is that the company was selling the user data to China. And he made a good point that it's like, you know, it doesn't just have to be through a company like themselves. Like they could offshore the data to a different company and then that company can sell China the data. And like Facebook does that already.
Yeah.
So
they all do something.
He's saying like banning the app itself.
They don't even hide it. Whoa. They don't even hide it anymore.
Whoa. Fucking TikTok.
Oh my dear Lord. Okay. I thought we were having a conversation.
No, we're here. We're good.
I'm fucking rude.
I was going to tell you, I saw a guy who was talking about the ban on TikTok and he was saying, and I haven't confirmed this, but he was like, it's fucking dumb because I guess they just spent like TikTok just spent like $1 billion plus, 1.5 billion ish to put like a facility, like I believe it's in Texas, to where they have all the data is going to Texas.
The Oracle database. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying that itself is foolproof either, but like
they were saying that it's not, dude. So, but that's the thing is like, it's the flow of data that they're trying to stop. It's not the app. And when you ban the app, that doesn't ban the flow of data.
Every single thing that we have can be breached. You know what I'm saying? And TikTok is no different. And it's not, like, yes, obviously China, but China could hack into, you know, Samsung. They can hack into AT&T. Like, if they want to get information, they can send a balloon. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can do it. So it's not like TikTok is the, so we're just going to ban balloons or we're going to ban our phones.
Well, no,
that's
what Vivek Ramaswamy, that's what he was saying, dude. He's like, Joe, so like an example, Airbnb, you know, they were selling off their data to China or something. It doesn't have to be like this app. You can be a company.
Yeah.
So it's like, are you going to stop all of these companies from selling data to China? And, you know, it's like, no.
Well, at that point, why are we not just like admitting that we're at war with China and that we cease everything, right? No data, No goods. Nothing.
Well, not only that, but like, what is the threat of them having the data? What are they going to do with it?
I mean, I think there's any time that you, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm sure that they would argue that any time they can steal your data, right? Like, that's not a good thing. Cause China, obviously, they not the greatest as far as, I don't know what they'd use it for, you know, getting your account, wipe our accounts clean, you know, I don't know. It's just dumb.
Well, so Airbnb gave all of their data to China because they were going to start having Airbnb be like a business in China.
Sure.
And yeah. So China was like, okay, well, what are your customer metrics here? Like who like buys Airbnbs? Like, well, who should we market to? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I wish I could have saw the Vivek thing on, cause I mean, listen, I heard when I was just getting here, I had to take my work shirt off and shit, but I was listening to what you were saying about Vivek and like, I don't distrust him per se, but like every politician, you have to like keep your eye on it, you know, at all times, but
yeah,
he is smooth. I think he says a lot of great things. I think there's a lot of what he says is great, but sure. I mean, the whole like,
well, this was a good one, proper, dude.
You know, I know, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
This was a really good showing on Crowder. You guys should, it's just like a 10 minute, maybe 15 minute segment.
Good. Do you think that it's going to actually go through? I mean, I think Biden,
the banning of TikTok.
Yeah. I think Biden will definitely sign it off.
You think?
Why would it pass the Senate though?
The Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it just went through the House now. So now it's got to go to the Senate.
Yeah.
Before it even gets to Biden.
Yeah. Biden already said that he would ban it immediately.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. Why do you think it won't pass the Senate? I guess would be the better question.
I think that there's players in like the House and in the Senate that, I don't know. That is a good question, like, because I feel like they want to funnel all the power through Facebook. So I could definitely see them like banning TikTok.
Yes. So that was one thing that was said, right? A lot of Republicans, even though Trump is the leader right now, technically, right? And a lot of Republicans are still in favor of banning it, period. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those same people are heavily invested with stock in Facebook. Mm-hmm. So by them banning it,
exactly,
Facebook would, you know, would obviously grow more, right? Because there's no more TikTok. Well, there's no more TikTok.
Well, I don't know if that that means Facebook would grow.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm on TikTok most of the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
More than Facebook, more than Twitter, right? If they're no longer even an option for me at all, hypothetically, then I will be on Facebook more. You know what I'm saying?
It's one of those things. Or you're going to YouTube Shorts.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're doing like the short form videos, why wouldn't you do YouTube Shorts I guess Instagram is the same as Facebook, so I guess
Reels. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's like a guarantee, but I definitely think that I would be using these other apps more often if that app is
That's true. I mean, it would depend it wouldn't be using Facebook because Facebook.
It's not even about usage though, Chris.
Meta would gain from everything.
It's keeping it safe.
Because they're the parent.
That's
company.
What it is.
It's keeping it safe.
It's
dude.
Not about
it's like
how
funneling
many
the
people,
data into one yes. gathering pool.
Well, more or less CIA like Facebook seems to me, if you want my honest, Facebook, other than Marketplace, that's the only thing I use on Facebook, really.
Me too.
Facebook to me seems like it's more on a downhill. It's at like a 70-year-old. You know what I mean? It's not got a lot of life left. I think there's gonna be new apps that eventually come out that overtake it, just like MySpace. And I think that this isn't so much about getting
more
views.
That's
why
they bought Instagram, dude.
I know, but it's not about getting more viewers per se. It's about just protecting it and making it last longer. You know what I'm saying? And TikTok.
I think they're jealous.
They are jealous.
I think they want the data. They don't want China to have the data. They're like, dude, we want to manipulate our own population, not you.
You know what needs to, you know what needs to happen, right? Someone needs to bring back Vine.
Vine was not great. Think,
Vine is TikTok.
I know, but Vine just wasn't good because it was so like
But they could make it like they could take it and make it basically what TikTok
it
is.
Said that he was going to bring back freaking Vine.
I know, but I feel like they would do the same shit, right? Once that grew, and because the problem with
Vine
but
it'd be an American company that would do it.
Yeah, but see, they're going to make an excuse of why. You know what I'm saying? Because Facebook has them. I think if you look at politicians, they have the most shares in Facebook.
Probably. But what's the excuse right
now?
Because it's a national
Facebook,
security issue.
I feel like with politicians, probably has the most stock is owned by politicians. Not the most stock.
Politicians
own more stock of Facebook than any other social media. That's my guess.
Yeah, if not politicians, lobbyists. So you have a bunch of lobbyists that are behind this lawsuit and behind this bill that want this to go through because they're like Facebook lobbyists. And that's what Vivek was talking about. I haven't like verified that.
I agree with you,
but it makes sense.
Yeah. And the other thing is, Chris, you say like, well, you know, it would be an American company, but who owns Vine if they recreate it?
I have no idea.
Well, Vine,
who owned Vine before?
I don't know. Is that a thing with Twitter?
Actually, it might have been a thing with Twitter. So yeah. Then Elon owns it.
But see, my problem, there you go. What I'm trying to say is do they love Elon? Right, because they would find a reason to say, well, Elon's going to turn, because they already.
Yeah, but the only reason they're doing this now because TikTok poses a national security risk.
I'm just saying, though, if it means losing money in stock, they're going to find a reason. And they'll say Elon is not able to handle it, or he's bought out by Russians or some bullshit. Yeah. You know, they'll find something. Man.
It's true.
But think about that is I watched a couple of videos on this. There are so many users of TikTok. Like, it is by far the number one app. And it doesn't even come close to like short reel, like video.
Yeah.
And when you take away that market, like if the US leaves and can't watch TikTok, that is it. Like people will leave TikTok. Like they just won't watch TikTok. One, because they can't and they live in the United States. But two, it's just like the reach just won't be there. Yeah. There's just not as many people.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've talked about TikTok in the past, and like, yes, China is always the concern. You know what I'm saying? Like, it always is. And it should be. They haven't proven that they're very good. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, how they handle their people and people in general. Like, they want to control data. They want to control information. But at the same time, like, dude, it's grown so much. It is the number. I mean, to me, it's the number one platform. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as information, shorts, funny shit. You know what I mean? It's to me, we always said YouTube was hard to beat. They were so good, right? Like YouTube, you can go to other platforms, but it's not fucking YouTube. Even though YouTube bans everybody and does all this shit, YouTube is just too fucking good. And TikTok is becoming that same thing where it's just too fucking good. You know what I mean? It would be hard to mimic that. It would be hard.
Yeah, I think it would be a big loss. I mean, information, like we just said, like you can get so much information off of TikTok quickly and easily.
Yeah.
And you can't get that anywhere else. I could do a search in TikTok and find something exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you try to do that on YouTube, it's like heavily censored. TikTok is heavily censored too. Like, don't get me wrong.
In its own way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have my TikTok?
I just don't know. My question is, what is China going to do with the data that our US government is not going to do with the data?
That's a good question.
Like, what's the difference?
That's true. Because they spy on us the same as everybody else. So, I mean,
yeah, as bad as China is, they want you to believe that they're better and they're not always better.
Because, Chris, you have an article. I mean, you saved at least something in our bookmarks about these electric vehicles stealing our data and selling it, right?
It was. Oh, shit. I lost it.
You lost it?
I lost it.
There it is. Your car is secretly spying on you and driving your insurance rates through the roof.
Mm-mm-mm.
So what's it say here? Drivers of car manufactured by General Motors, Ford, Honda, and other popular brands say that their insurance rates went up after the company sent data about their driving behavior to issuers without their knowledge.
Yeah. So basically, like we were talking about before, how you're saying everything at OnStar and all that shit. Mm-hmm. They're basically now, they've been recording you if you turn aggressively or you accelerate too hard or you're speeding, and then they take that data and they're selling it off to your insurance companies. Well, and that's why, and then your rates go up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I living in Houston, I don't even care because there's some terrible drivers, bro. Like, people do stupid shit. You know what I mean? They do stupid shit.
That's true.
I like the idea of, personally, just for me, like if I was had a controlled, you know, where they could look at your navigation or something and figure out like how you're driving, how fast you're driving, it'd benefit me. You know, I'm like, it's like that whole, remember that thing? Was it, what insurance company had the little chip that you could put in your car and it would tell you like, it would
like Allstate or something?
Allstate, or it was like,
had a chip you could put in your car?
They called it that, but they had this thing that you could, you know, with your car, and like, it would see how you were driving. And it could lower your interest rate or your insurance rate.
Exactly.
And it was actually positive because a lot of people drive good. They don't speed. They're doing what they're supposed to, and their insurance rates would go down because they'd be like, they actually, you know, they drive safe, you know? So you get a little discount on your insurance, and who doesn't want a discount? But without telling you they're doing it, that's where it gets fucking ridiculous, right? They were sending information without you knowing, and it was affecting your insurance.
Yeah,
negatively. And so there was can hurt you or it can benefit.
There was actually a thing, and down in the comments, there was a guy in there saying he was a lawyer, and he was actually like set up a thing, and he's having people contact him. They're going to do a lawsuit against
Attorney Tom. That's his name.
Fucking spider on my face or some shit.
Did you?
I don't know.
What?
Something crawled on me. Maybe a mosquito.
It's a ghost tickling your balls, dude.
Yeah.
That's a skeeter tickle.
Creep me out there. Dude, play that. I sent it over to her. I just want to end on the this thing. This is Nancy Pelosi's actual line right here. It's only 8 seconds long, man.
Okay, I want to see those droopers. Let's play.
You can't really see her. She's wearing that white and red, and it just
come on, droopy.
You call them droopers. That's so gross.
The old milk bags. All right, it might be loud. I don't know.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe, a winner.
What? She's a winner. That was a line out of the century.
I don't even know what
that
means.
That's dumb. That's what it is. That's fucking dumb right there, dude. That
doesn't even tac slash Bowie.
She was because TikTok. She was trying to like
TikTok. Yeah, that's stupid. But I'm gonna use that now. Every time I make a good point to someone, I'm just gonna say TikTok toe.
It's a winner.
TikTok toe.
You gotta do the line.
Every time I'm in a conversation and my point gets proven, I'm just gonna TikTok toe.
Tic tac toe.
That's a right down the middle. Fucking Bruce Lee that shit every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God.
Dumb dude.
Fucking Nancy Pelosi. What is she even doing here?
She's barely politicians.
Breathing. This like the phrases that politicians come up with. It's like, really? You're gonna throw that out there?
Well, it's like they're trying to be hip. They're trying to like, you know, like, oh, this is a good line. Somebody told her like that's a good one. It may, you know, because get it TikTok or TikTok.
Oh, that's really funny. That's good. Yeah.
No, it's not good. People look at you and go, you're old.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. You're dumb.
Fucking loser.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with it, man. I hope right. that it doesn't go away.
If it does actually get banned, people are going to be upset for one. But also, how many people are going to lose their income? Because a lot of people make money on income.
A lot, dude. And I think it will be it will be banned because the election. And they can't control the data.
Actually, to go one step farther, I think that is, if you want my honest opinion, that's why Trump changed his mind on it. None of the other stuff I believe is probably accurate, whatever he said it was. I think he knew and knows that it's going to get banned because there's not enough support for it. You know what I mean? Biden's going to sign it.
And then he changed his mind as a like reverse psychology.
Well, because during election, to Greg's point, he's going to say, I'm the politician who said that we shouldn't ban it because everybody's going to be pissed off.
Free speech.
And so all these fucking tweens and 20-year-olds are going to be like, well, Trump didn't want to ban it.
That's
and he's going to. So guess who else doesn't want to ban it, though? Nancy Pelosi, Eric Swalwell, all the, you know,
bullshit,
the Chinese spy,
said,
Eric Swalwell.
I just want them to do the right thing. No. You're banning
it. But Eric Swalwell voted against it. I mean, there's just like,
yeah, but he's not running for president.
Voting against
he's not running for president. And it is a one-up when you got Trump and Biden, who are going to probably never be on stage again. I'm sure they're not going to debate. But you have them two. Biden bans it. Trump wanted to keep it, quote unquote. And so people are just going to see that information. You know, Trump wants to keep open platforms, free speech going.
How much of it do you think is just reverse psychology? Like he knows it needs to go away. So he's going to change his position. So they actually ban it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's like 5D chess move. If you think he's that smart.
Well, maybe, I mean, reverse psychology isn't really 5D chess. I do it all the time with my kids.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I don't know if it's, I think the government wants to ban TikTok because they can't have the data.
Yeah, that's probably it, right?
Yeah, that's
they want data. They want to know what people do so they can control them, they can monitor them, and if there's an uprising, they can stop it.
You guys, I know we never even talked about it on the show, but you guys followed that gal, Nex, or whatever. You remember that girl that she died? You hear about that?
Oh, the transgender girl?
Well, she was the non-binary, whatever.
Yeah, I just seen it. I'd never heard of her up until right now.
So it was an interesting, it was a push, right? There was an agenda push. This was a couple weeks ago. She was at school, okay? She's non-binary, whatever the fuck she is. And she was involved in a fight at school, right? And they broke the fight up. They told the nurse, you know, they saw the nurse. The nurse told her, like, hey, you should probably go to the hospital and just get a checkup, you know, make sure you're good. She went to the hospital. They released her. There's definitely more data than what I'm giving you right here. But they released her. The next day, she went back to the hospital and she died at the hospital. And so the left was pushing this, you know, far right, you know, that they killed her. Their rhetoric was what killed her. This fight happened because she was non-binary and blah, 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 blah. And so there's a huge agenda push, right? Like the evil right killed this poor 13-year-old girl, where the fuck she is. Now, then right after that, the police were like, nah, fuck that. Here's the body cam footage, right? They showed the school footage. Her getting a fight. They showed her walking because they initially said she couldn't even walk, you know, back to the nurse's office. That was not true. She was walking fine to the nurse's office. They showed the
body. Was it body cam footage or was it camera footage from the school?
This was initially cam footage from the school. And then they showed police body cam footage of the hospital. She was at the hospital for a checkup. The police showed up and they told her on body cam, they said, we'll do whatever you want. If you want to file a, you know, if you want to file a, you know, whatever for these girls, we can do that. But you started this fight. So, you know, you're probably not going to win anything. Like, we'll file the paperwork for you. But they said, I mean, the girls had said something to her. She dumped water on them and then they beat the shit out of her. So the guy's like,
far right racists are going to do that. So fuck them.
Well, here's the thing. So apparently then after that was came out, then the left came out and they said, basically her injuries, even though the hospital were evil because they let her go and her injuries ended up killing her. That's what happened. Blah, blah, blah. Well, they just came out the autopsy today and they found out actually she unalived herself after the hospital visit. So she overdosed or she did something to unalive herself.
Next Benedict. And what a name.
So it was, it had nothing to do with the far right. It had nothing to do with the left even. It was the fact that this gal was dealing with some shit and she ended up after this fight deciding that she was going to end it herself.
She was a non-binary.
There's a lot of non-binaries that fall into that offing themselves
you're right.
category.
There's a lot of non-binary third gender two-spirit member of 2S.
That's what she said, quote, non-binary third gender two-spirit. Member of the 2SLGBTQ. What is the 2SL?
Two-spirit.
Oh, two-spirit.
I think the two.
Yeah, two-spirit, genderqueer, whatever.
I think 2S is probably two-spirit, I would imagine.
Yeah, she died by offing herself, though.
Yeah.
All this shit, all this talk, all this rhetoric going on about how evil, and she, you know, and I don't wish that on anybody, right? Something, and that's the problem, is something's wrong with a lot of these people, man. There's something going on.
Dude, they take, that's what the news does, is they take one person's problem and they blow it up and then they politicize the whole thing and then they want everybody to get all upset about it. And then you find out, oh, the story wasn't even what they said it was. But by then it's too late.
And you know, they kept having, because the police, which you've noticed them doing this more often, right? It, just in general, not just with these cases, but where they go, we're going to release a body cam quickly so that like all these people that are talking shit have to eat crow within hours. Right. And so any police interaction, this situation, they're just like, nah, we're not going to let this stem out, you know, to be this huge thing and wait a couple weeks to release this. And they did. And then all of a sudden, all those people that were saying, well, you know, this, and then they were like, well, no, the hospital actually are the bad ones. They let her go and she had all these internal injuries.
And that ended up being a lie also.
That ended up being a lie also because the autopsy report showed that she unalived herself, which had nothing to do with the hospital. So that's what I'm saying. It's a big story only because it's trending. There's a lot of people talking about it. We didn't even discuss it, but it's one of those situations where they were using it for, you know, bait.
Dude, you know what was else or what else was trending right before we started was Aaron Rodgers is back in the news.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because he said something about the frickin' the school, like the Sandy Hook.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He kind of agreed with the whole conspiracy around that. Well, so like now that's going to be in the news like all tomorrow. Yeah. It's
dude, I watched like, him on Joe Rogan and I actually was I just had so much more respect for him afterward, because I've always thought he was all right. He's a great quarterback, but he always is kind of different, you know, as a Seahawks fan. It was the Packers, you know, and that was a big thing. But
it was that ayahuasca trip, dude.
Yeah, man. He like
opened
really
his third eye.
Just such a calm human. And like when he talks, you know, like Cat Williams was kind of jittery and like.
Dude, I watched that. I listened Williams episode.
You're going to tell me that's that guy, something that I don't know.
Like I already said that I didn't really care. I don't care for his comedy.
Sure.
But just trying to listen to him talk. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, fucking spit whatever the fuck you're thinking, spit it out.
I kind of liked it.
He couldn't finish a single fucking thought.
Yeah, I kind of liked it though, because to me, it's the same with Elon Musk, where like you could tell he was like thinking about how to say it the right way.
No, no, there's a bunch of stuff where he's like, well, and then this happened, and then you.
Well, I think I'm looking. Crazy. I know, but
and there's so much of that where he just like, and then you know.
Yeah.
And he just stops talking.
But,
and you're just like,
but you get
what
it.
What do you mean?
Did you not get it? I got it. I understood the point he was making. Like he was saying, like, do I need to say more? And I get it.
Understand. Does Cat Williams really know a lot? Or are we just pretending that he's like this knowledge?
No,
pool?
Listen, there was a couple things in there that he had mentioned that I had not heard before personally. Right. I'm not saying I know you're more invested, Greg, than I am in a lot of those things. But you even sent it to me when he was talking about the whole black hole and like the, you know.
That was a mind blower.
That was a mind blower.
I was like,
dude. I was like,
yeah, he said the black holes were hell.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? That and makes sense. Because I mean,
I must have missed that.
Absence of light. Was that like, sucks
was
everything
that like
in
a really quick part of it? Because I must have
missed
that.
It was pretty quick. But there was a few things in there that I thought were, and like you could tell. And listen, who knows how many books the man's actually read, but the guy obviously does like to read, and he
20 books a day.
He reads a lot, apparently. But the point is
apparently. We'll see about that.
I enjoyed the way that he talked about things. I enjoyed hearing a celebrity.
I just hated the fact that the way he was talking, he made it seem like he was like about to release some crazy shit, and
he'd be done for if he
finished saying what he was about to say, and that drove me nuts.
There's those podcasts, and I was actually just thinking about this. Like, Joe Rogan is known to have a shitload of podcasts that no one will ever listen to. Well, I shouldn't say no one, but the majority of people, they just don't click. You know what I mean? Like, they don't catch on in the news.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the Cat Williams one got there. Like, the Alex Jones ones get there.
Sure.
There's, like, the UFO stuff will get there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he does. Listen, just being on TikTok, like, his shorts and stuff that are put up or other people, they get a lot of views, man, on any of the people that he got.
They do.
So the secondary market for Joe Rogan is pretty successful as well, right? But I thought, I get it. I get what you're saying. I thought it was interesting just because, you know, he was talking about stuff that a lot of people won't talk about. You know, at minimum, he was saying some things that the general public does not talk about. You know what I mean? That's where I was at with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I couldn't follow him.
I get you. I understand.
Like, I was just like waiting for him to finish like what he's saying, and he wouldn't ever finish what he's saying. And then like, it would just be like, I'm just like, can you elaborate? Like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah. There was a lot of emotion behind it, at least artificial emotion behind it, where he's like,
he does those little sounds.
It's like, are you crying? Are you shedding a tear?
Like,
are you
like Joe would ask him like about a certain particular thing he said, and he'd just be like,
he was high too, though, bro. He was super high, bro. He was very high.
I'm just like,
this is marijuana talk. Is this marijuana talk?
Like, I could sit through the Elon Musk episode because there was a long pause.
Just speed it up.
Yeah, you might need to speed it up. Yeah, that one might be a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Put on 2 feet. I'm not for maybe 2 times, but that one might have been a good one, dude.
But the Elon Musk one, at least like there'd be some long pauses, but then when he came in, he'd have a full thought, and he wouldn't leave you with like, but what about you didn't finish this thing?
Yeah,
he would do that, and then
Elon was hard to listen to.
Cat Williams, it was like there was those long pauses, but also you didn't get anything from it.
I started Elon's back when that came out on just audio. I just put it on the audio, and I was like, this is fucking... So I watched the video, because I put it on Spotify in the video, and I was like, it's more tolerable, because I can see that he's actually moving. Because otherwise, you think that he's stroked out for a minute, you know? Yeah, dude.
That's true.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of times where Joe would ask Elon a question, and he'd just be like...
Oh boy. It's uncomfortable.
Oh, boy.
It's uncomfortable. Just sit there for a while.
It's really uncomfortable, actually. Yeah. Dude, yeah. You got anything? I got some more stuff. I don't know what you got, though.
Yeah. I sent over some weird articles. Like the titles caught me, and I'm like, okay. I didn't really get time to explore them.
Okay,
we'll explore them together.
That's what I would like to do. This one that was absolutely bizarre was this Kentucky student. She was found like not breathing in her dorm room for 23 minutes. She was 21 years old. And she had cuts, bruises, and her acrylic nails were ripped off, but the police have no idea what happened to her.
Huh. Did she die?
Now, paramedics told her parents that she stopped breathing. She suffered deep gashes, swollen legs, had her nails ripped off. And I'm like, what? So how does this happen, dude?
First question. If they found her in her dorm room, how do they know she had stopped breathing for 23 minutes?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually.
I don't know. Do they have the knowledge of that? They must have called Cat Williams. They're like, Cat, how long is this chick not breathing? 23 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah, damn, man.
That doesn't make sense that they have that information, and yet there was no one else there. Did she pass away, or did she not?
No. So she's alive.
Okay.
And it says her father, Andy Willingham, did not believe the explanation provided by the authorities. There's no way these could have been caused by anything other than someone doing something to her, they said.
Oh, so she must have stopped breathing after they had gotten there. Because it says right here, the paramedics told her parents she had stopped breathing.
Well, so at 11 o'clock at night, we get a call from the resident director of her dorm. And she tells us that Bella is in an ambulance on her way to the emergency room. And that she'd been found unresponsive on the floor of her room by her roommate. The student spent 2 weeks recovering in the University of Kentucky hospital while her father waited for blah, 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 blah. But he's kind of going off saying like the campus is like this dangerous place. How could the school not really know exactly what happened?
That was the quote. As a parent, I want to know if there's a possibility of someone coming into the school or campus being potentially dangerous. But here's the thing, like, if you look at we've all seen murder documentaries or like, you know, attacks or essay assaults or any of that stuff, right? That's assault is in there, I guess. But either way, the swelling of the hands and the swelling of the legs almost sounds like.
Well, the hands look like they were almost broken or something.
Well,
did you show them?
Yeah,
I didn't.
But no, I'm just saying that looks like almost like an allergic reaction, you know, like the puffiness of the hands. And like,
but how did the nails fall off or rip off?
Here's the thing,
you know,
I'll get there. You see,
that's the hand.
See, it's puffy. It's definitely puffy. And there's marks on the top of her hand.
So that looks like it was probably smashed or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, because listen, if her hand was smashed, they're not holding her down. See how they're restraining her? Look at the bed right there. She's restrained.
She's restrained. That's true.
Why is she restrained?
Dude, can you play that video? Maybe it'll it's like scroll down and then you'll see the news video right there. Yeah, play this. Let's listen to what they have to say here. Because it's just bizarre how they don't know.
A story we brought you from Asbury University back in December when authorities say a student was found unresponsive in her dorm room.
That's a killer mustache.
In the ICU with mysterious injuries.
The student's dad is now speaking out about how he feels the university could have done more to aid in the investigation. I caught up with him today.
When Andy Willingham dropped his daughter Bella off on Asbury University's campus, the place where he studied and met his wife, hopes were high.
They've never been anything but good, and they still are
never been anything
good as far as the institution goes.
But the impression of his alma mater shifted in November. When she returned to campus after Thanksgiving, the Willinghams didn't hear from their daughter for hours.
Resident director of her dorm, and she tells us that Bella is in an ambulance on her way to the emergency room, that she had been found unresponsive in her dorm on the floor by her roommate.
Okay. So unresponsive.
We can stop it.
There is, I don't know for sure, but I imagine it wouldn't be that hard for just people just to go in. It's a dorm room. It's not like it's a secured facility. Well, and especially if
you just wait for somebody to leave and then you just piggyback in, dude.
Or if somebody went in with you.
Sure. But I got to be honest with you. I got to be honest. Listen, I don't know. As a father myself, I would obviously ask all these questions. I'm not criticizing him. He wants to make sure that nothing happened.
Right? Well, yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you look at the injuries, if you look at the swelling, the fact that she was tied to the bed is a little interesting to me. What that would tell me is like, was she seizing? Was she having seizures? Now, here's the thing. If you fall out of your bunk bed and you're seizing
Is there bunk beds in dorm rooms?
I don't know. Did she say she fell out of her bed or something? Whatever it was. My point is if you're seizing, you know, you can move around, you can scrape yourself. She could have, I mean, think about like the burn, like the carpet burns that she had on her knees. And it's probably not from the other thing that we're all thinking.
What?
No, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, was she, you know, was she seizing? Was she doing stuff on the floor, like moving around the floor? Did she like rip her nails off trying to grab herself on the, like, who knows what was going on? Have you ever seen somebody seize up or have a seizure?
Yeah.
I had somebody do that in my house. I didn't even know. Remember that shit? And so, like, yep. I saw a woman seizing, and she was, like, moving around. She was, like, grabbing at stuff. Like, maybe she pulled
And she
her.
Was on the bunk bed, they said. So, yeah. Maybe she flew off the bunk bed. That's but possible. It said, like, multiple deep gashes. So, something cut her.
Well, I mean, listen.
And ripped her nails off, dude. I mean, yeah, like.
The nails.
You don't do that with your seize.
I don't know.
Well, you could. Like, if you're, like. On the floor or something, and you're seizing, and you're just fucking.
Maybe. Oh my god, I don't even want to think about
like,
that.
Like that could happen.
Or was she trying to like pick herself up, like grabbing the bed rails, and like you know, who knows? I'm just saying. Yeah. Those nails aren't impossible to come off, man. Let's just be
no,
real.
They're not.
Like they can pop off, but I'm not. And she's alive. Too.
That would be a good question too. There were acrylic nails, right? So yeah. Were the acrylic nails just broken off, or did like her fingernails actually get ripped off?
Look at her nails. Her nails. So yeah,
Danielson asked, "Is it possible that the nails popped off because of the swelling?"
It doesn't even look like.
I don't know about that.
It doesn't even look
so,
like.
So her fingernails are all there. Yeah. It looks like just the acrylics came off. So that could have been from anything.
But why is she strapped down?
Yeah, I don't know. She is strapped in.
That they don't just strap people in at the hospital unless you're like, you know, moving a lot or like
your risk.
Was it because to like prevent her from using her hand for anything? Like it was so injured that they're like,
if it was injured, they wouldn't strap it.
Nope.
They wouldn't strap you to your injured limb.
And if she actually had broken hand or something and she was in the hospital, they would have put a temp cast on that thing to make sure she's not breaking it further. Right. Like they're not going to, if she has a broken hand there, I would think that they're not putting a strap around her wrist where she moves.
No.
She's
well, they probably are investigating this and thinking that she's, you know, suicidal, dude. Like how else would you look at this?
I would look at this as what did you eat? Like what kind of allergic reaction did you have? That swelling all over the body is interesting. It could be a different ailment, right? Like she might have had.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain like the scratches and the like all this shit.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's definitely like there's definitely a lot of, and I understand where the father's coming from. There's a lot of like nicks and bruises and scrapes. But she's alive. That's the one thing. She's alive. If something happened, you would think that like, yeah, some dude came into my room. You know what I'm saying?
You
like,
ask her, right?
Yeah, you would be able to.
She's unconscious right now, right? Like, well, according to when we're reading this, she was like not conscious.
For 23 minutes, yeah.
Well, she wasn't breathing for 23 minutes.
Oh.
Supposedly.
Okay, yeah. So they found her unconscious. Yeah. So that's another thing.
I imagine they're going to be waiting around for when she wakes up, and then they're going to say, what the fuck happened to you?
She's already awake, I think.
Whitney says dorm rooms typically have loft beds. So
okay.
That's a thing.
I've never been in a dorm room.
Oh, it's... I feel like I was a long time ago, but I don't even remember if that's true.
You don't even know if that's true. Have you been in one?
I've been in one. Well, I'm just thinking like way back in the day. Like I feel like I have, but I wouldn't bet my life on it. You know what I mean? Huh.
But yeah. So apparently she has no memory of what happened.
Well,
she had a head injury also then.
Could be. And the other thing that they're going to do obviously is like a toxicology report. Like, did she have, was she drugged? Did she have something in her system that shouldn't have been there?
Yeah. This could have been a thing where she may have been out and about.
Yeah.
And then, she got fucked up and something happened to her and then they fucking just threw her in the room.
And also
left her.
They're going to talk to other students. Did you see her with anybody else? You know, where's she at before this? Like they're going to find out one way or the other, but listen, I understand the father's take. He wants to make sure his sweet little girl's taken care of and that she wasn't injured by some other person. And that's fair. But like, it also could possibly be explained by something else. You know, it could. So
it could be, but you'd think that the dorm would have security cameras
in the halls. Yeah. You would think so. Yeah. And they probably do. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's a weird one.
My guess is, I'm just guessing here, that she was out with people. Something happened, and they just fucking dropped her off.
Maybe. And those are carpet burns the reason we were all thinking.
Well, I'm not saying something like that happened. I don't know. But I'm like, somebody fucked her up, obviously. I think somebody fucked her up and they were just like, fucking throw her in there and we'll leave her.
I don't know. Hopefully nothing happened. They do the talks. There's like, what was in the report? And they said semen, lots of semen.
Or somebody,
no. I'm just kidding.
Or maybe somebody that she knew found her and like just brought her to her room.
I've seen like when people have really bad seizures and the amount of movement that can happen and the amount of flailing that can happen can lead to injuries, right? Like if she fell off a bed and she was hitting herself on a dresser, hitting herself on a nightstand, like it, you know, it's open right now. It can happen. Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah. Whitney in the chat says, she got wasted, fell out of her bed. She alcohol poisoning and roofied.
Yeah.
Roofied, dude.
Rufio. No, joking.
Yep. Rufio.
No, I mean, that's definitely a possibility. Yeah. I mean, you're in college.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
that's
we'll keep our eyes on the story and just see what happens. I'm just, you know, lucky she's alive. Hopefully solves that.
Joking aside, like, we obviously want her to get well and then be able to tell. Hopefully she remembers and she can figure out what happened. The dad can have ease of mind because that's a terrible situation.
Oh, yeah. For a dad, you don't know. Yeah. Your daughter's fucked up and you have no idea what the fuck happened.
Yeah, that's
like hopeless.
That's rough, dude. Dude, I was going to tell you guys, I had an interesting on Monday after the podcast. I talked to Chris.
Oh, yeah.
But Pooh is fucking wild, bro. It was wild.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so, but.
What?
Not much different than.
Well, no. Just tell the story.
Okay.
Just tell the story.
I haven't seen this firsthand. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it wasn't like I wasn't in the room, obviously, but like you'll get it. First of all, Conroe police had a busy night that night. That was what, Monday night, right? Mm-hmm. And we were here till about 11:30. So I got to my house at 11:30. Okay. So anyways, I pull down, you turn onto our street and there's kind of a straightaway that goes into our community. You know what I'm saying? So I'm driving down the street and I get to the stop sign.
And you can either go right or left.
Yeah. Well, and I actually didn't go all the way to the stop sign. I stopped before it because I was looking for something on my phone and it was late. No one's out. So I just was stopping. I was looking at my phone and then there's this car that drove in front of me. And so I just waiting and I look in their mirror behind me and I see like three cop cars. Like with their lights on, like coming down.
And
the
Dave's
street.
Going, oh shit.
And I was like, fuck, I didn't do anything that bad. Right. So I turned into my street and I went and parked in my house. And I heard continuous cop cars. And I was like, what the fuck? And I could see the lights starting to like light up the whole area. Right. So I walked down the street just kind of towards the end and I noticed that they kept coming. There was quite a few. So I went into the house, went back into the house, dropped off my stuff, went to the back porch, which I have a straight shot to this area. And I looked and I was like, fuck, there's maybe 20 cop cars and two fire trucks and a couple ambulances. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on over here? It's on the other community over there. Well, come to find out, like this was going on. I ended up going back over to the street, to the corner where it was at, because I wanted to get a good look. And some neighbors that I hadn't met, which I met, they were there standing. They're like, yeah, there's.
It just becomes a big group thing.
Yeah. Well, it was funny.
Watching.
It was just the three of us, but they were like it was a man and a woman. They're married. They actually live like two houses away from us. They're probably my age and they're a black couple. And they're like, well, we ain't going over there. We're black. And I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, that's
funny. But regardless, he said, yeah, we were watching them come in too. And we stopped counting at like 15 cops or 17 cops. This kept coming. So anyways, wow. I was like, well, we'll see.
Slow down, baby.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I was like, if they're here for a couple hours and it's something significant, right? It has to be. So I stayed up and I was on the phone. Everybody was asleep. And I just sat there by the window and it just, they were there and they were there and they were there for like 3 hours. And I'm like, what the fuck is this about? Right. Mm. So come to find out there was a domestic violence call at this house. And two police officers show up to the house. They got to the house. They knocked on the door. No one answered, but they could hear a woman screaming inside. And so they kicked the door down. The man was like beating this woman and he had a weapon. They tried to de-escalate the situation, tried, and then he pointed the weapon at the cops, and they gunned his ass down. I mean, they killed him on the spot.
Dang,
so that was the police presence. But what I found out is that an hour before that, because I was trying to look on the, Facebook and other shit, trying to figure out, like, what's going on at this location. An hour before that, there was a police killed another man in Conroe at a gas station. Doing, like, an armed burglary, and they saw him doing the assault. They caught him doing the armed burglary. And he pointed the gun at the cops and they shot him. So I'm like, damn, they fucking two for two, baby.
They're busy.
But what I thought was the coolest, well, it was a crazy scene because I've never seen that many cops in person. I've never seen that. It looked like Vegas, bro. You know those videos we saw of Vegas?
Look like the Miami Mall aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But what I thought was actually just something that I wasn't used to is when I did get on Facebook, they put out a statement about it and everything. And there was multiple comments, right? Like 30, 40, 50 comments, whatever it was, a lot. And every single comment was like, good for the police. I'm so proud of them. They took down a bad guy. And I'm like, yes, there's none of that. Fucking fuck the police. None of that shit, bro. Because they just know you point a gun at a cop, there's a good chance to get shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how it should be. I'm sorry. I feel no remorse. But I went over there the next day. I wanted to see what house it was. So I drove by and they had a white van that said, you know, it had the sticker on it that said like whatever, waste, you know, and it said cleanup, you know. So it was probably pretty messy.
Oh, yeah, you know. For sure. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but we need to get the cleanup crew.
That house's value just went down a lot.
Yeah, well, it was one of the smaller houses. Yeah,
they just created a new ghost.
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
The other thing a that, violent ghost. The other thing I found out, because I started getting interested in this, like I was like, damn, that's crazy. The lady that I met, the neighbor, she's like, yeah, what's even crazier is the neighborhood next to ours, which is like a very nice neighborhood. You know what I'm talking about. The gated community, very big home. She's like, yeah, there's a house like four houses away from us right now on the other side of the fence. She's like, there's a Netflix documentary on. You should watch it. And I was like, really?
Okay. About that house?
There was a triple homicide. And the man, they did a documentary about it. This was in 2001. They did a documentary about it because the documentary is about the death sentence. And this kid that killed these two boys and this mom, he got the death sentence. He got the death penalty. He was actually, he was killed. And they were talking about, like, is it justifiable to kill a human being over this? And I'm watching this documentary because I was interested. And I was like, yeah, 100%. This guy like just killed this woman for no reason. He wanted her car. She had a Camaro and he wanted the Camaro.
Off him.
So she killed his son and her friend to get the code to get into the gated community, then tricked the mom to let him in the house, use the phone, and killed her so he could take the car.
Yeah, that guy deserves
deserves to die.
Yeah. Yikes. Well, that's a crazy story, dude.
Yeah, man.
Glad you're okay.
I didn't get shot
by the cops.
You know, I sent it to involve Chris. Him. No, I sent it to Chris. I was like, dude, this shit's like, it was loud, bro. The sirens. You know, when you have that many cops and it's a quiet neighborhood, it's fucking loud. You know what I mean? Like, my kids got up. They're like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was like a meth lab. Who knows? You know, like what was happening over there. But
hopefully not a meth lab.
Well,
damn.
Hopefully not. I'm glad it was just an idiot that got
Kablammo.
Killed. You know what I mean? I'm cool. Well,
they saved somebody's life.
They did. The girl had no injuries because they fucking killed him. I'm cool with it. I am honestly cool with
it. Was it a gun he pointed at them?
They didn't say. I'm assuming so.
Because
they said that he pointed
the weapon.
I bet you it
was a finger gun. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
Yeah.
No, shoot him.
Why play around with that shit, though? You know, like, I still will never understand, like, why do that? Like, you know the consequences.
Probably wanted to die, dude. Suicide by cop's a real deal.
Unless he was just hammered and was, like, wanting to beat up his wife. People are like that.
Yeah, man.
I seen a video. Oh,
rest in pieces.
I seen a video in a headline the other day about a guy, kind of the same thing, where he was hammer drunk, just big guy. I don't remember where it was. I think it was like Missouri.
Mm.
Something like that. I don't remember. But the guy was like, he was a big guy, and he was hammer drunk and got pissed off at his wife and was like, I think he found out she was cheating on him or something.
That'll do it. That'll do something.
And she was recording him as he was pointing a shotgun at her and was crying and screaming at her. And then, he's going to prison.
No, he killed her.
Yeah.
Dude, that just happened the other day. I just saw it the other day. This guy found out or heard that his girlfriend was cheating on her. His wife was cheating on him. Took a gun. Was like, you're going to tell me what the fuck happened. Like, I know what happened. You need to tell me that it happened. And she said, no. He went, this is terrible. He went into her son's room, 7-year-old, pointed the gun at this kid's head and said, if you don't tell me, I'm going to kill this kid. And she says,
what the hell?
She said, please don't do that. And he fucking shot him, shot the kid in the head.
No way.
Yep. He's in prison right now. He's going to get the death penalty, I'm sure. How fucking is
he better?
How insane is that?
That kid had nothing to do with anything.
Nothing to do with it. But he knew that he knew that if he did that she would admit to it, but she didn't. So who knows if she did, if she actually did.
Yeah, maybe he was just suspecting something and nothing was ever happening.
That's how sick people are, man. Like, that's how sick people are. I just saw a news article on the way here that said a Provo, is it Utah? Provo, Utah?
I don't know.
A mom and a dad in Provo were just arrested because the dad was sleeping with the teenage daughter. And she said that he's been
doing it.
His daughter. He's been doing it for years. They arrested him. The mom and the dad admitted that they allowed that to happen because it was safer than her sleeping with other men.
What?
Oh my God.
That's what? How people, fucking sick people,
like,
people are.
Just shouldn't be parents. You know what I mean?
That's how sick people are. I don't want you sleeping with other boys, and it would be safer for you to sleep with your father. That's gross. Fucking gnarly, dude. That's fucking gnarly. That kid needs to be locked up for life.
Yeah. Both I mean, of them. Some people don't.
And the mom, too. She
yeah. The fucking said, dad and the mom need locked
she
up.
She said that she knew yeah. about it, and that's the agreement that they came upon, was that it would be safer for her to learn with her father than strangers.
That's so fucked.
It's yeah. So
they shouldn't
up.
Be parents.
Oh my God.
Dude. I don't want to like change the subject because this is such a light heartening topic that we're on. But like, I saw something that was actually concerning because I live in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent over this article about an underwater volcano that could blow in weeks.
In really? Weeks?
Yeah. They're saying it's an impending eruption off. Well, I mean, they always say this kind of shit to like scare people, but it's like,
yeah, but I haven't heard just, a lot of weeks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, usually, right? Like in the future, but weeks is like, yeah. You may know a little more than you want to tell us. Okay. What the right? fuck?
Yeah. So this is, you had 200 earthquakes in one single hour.
Oh, geez.
Right. Yeah. So scientists over at the University of Washington, these geologists were like, it's in the Wandaruka Ridge. So it's up by Seattle area. And they provided this map, and it's like this surface area that would be impacted by this tsunami zone is massive. Like it would extend all the way through Tacoma, Olympia, Seattle, Puget. I mean, if right you there. Look at this, it might actually go up to where Flex just moved, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I will say this. I just the kind of the bullet points on the article, the
danger zone,
says that it doesn't seem like it's going to pose any threats at all. And they said like they're actually excited because they'll be able to see new seafloor being developed.
Oh, the magmatic rupture. That was my porn name.
Then why would they even put this out?
Well,
if they don't suspect it even happening.
No, they expect it to happen. They
just no, but why would they the tsunami danger zone? If they don't expect this to happen, why even put that out?
Well, I mean, to what Greg
it could happen. It could you never happen. Know.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're showing, like, listen, if it's bigger than we think, this could be a danger zone. But they're,
so they have no fucking idea.
They said they're not. Go up. What's it say right there? Go up. Keep going to the very top. It says an impending eruption offers scientists an opportunity to see new seafloor form. Officials have emphasized that the volcano eruption is unlikely to pose a threat.
Yeah,
that doesn't.
And they've been talking about this underwater volcano for a long time, dude. There's like this something near the Puget Sound. There's like this, what is it called? The rift between the two plates, right? There's a big crack right there.
Mm.
A fault line. Mm. Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
And they've been saying that that's going to just rip plates. Anytime now.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. That's... Tectonic chronic, baby. It's gonna submerge the West Coast.
Tectonic.
Yeah. Jeez. I understand.
Is this climate change propaganda?
Well.
Probably.
I mean, I think we see, I know you're saying, so I just, what I was saying was, I think this happens. I think we've seen tons of volcanoes underwater. They filmed volcanoes and sometimes they just put out some shit, you know?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, with what Rainier that they were talking about for years, that Rainiers do for a fucking, you know, major fucking kabooey.
Oh yeah.
I mean.
And it would be like bigger than St. Helens was or bigger than fucking.
It would probably be a violent one, but. My thing would be, is there any possibility that underwater one, because it's near Seattle, could that trigger a Rainier eruption? Possibly.
Yeah, because the shit moves, dude. Like right down here in the article, it says, in the case of the Wandaruka Ridge, this rupture will be the result of two plates pulling apart from one another, opening a gigantic crack for magma to flow out at about 1500 degrees Fahrenheit. So if that shift happens over on the west part of the state, what's going to happen in the middle of the state?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something to keep your eye on, but it's fear porn. Like they, because like the initial like reaction of you seeing the article, you're like, what? Giant underwater volcano? What's going on? But then they're like, no fear. You know, like three paragraphs in, no worry about it.
No, nothing's going to happen. Don't worry. Don't move.
Yeah, we don't actually think anything's going to happen.
Yeah, we don't think. But deep down, they're actually having meetings right now going like, shit's going to go
down.
We
are fucked.
We're fucking fucked, dude. The Space Needle is gone, baby. You know what I mean?
God.
That's what they're
saying. Seattle will be buried once again.
You ever watch those shows where, like, you know, the government's like, we can't tell the people what's happening.
We gotta wait. Exactly.
That makes you wonder. Like, are they doing that right now? Are they going like, this is a big fucking problem?
Like, they made that.
That's what they did with Ohio, dude.
Yeah.
The Ohio train derailment.
Everything's fine.
Stay in your houses. It's fine to breathe and drink the water.
That's why they made that tsunami zone map. Is like they're telling you without actually having to tell you.
Like, give it to them so that they can understand. Like, it's not really a possibility. But if they, you know, then we'll tell.
They're avoiding karmic debt. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, dude. God, that's wild, man. That's funny. It's like a safety thing.
We'll see. I mean, they've been saying this shit. Like, this always happens like every couple years or so. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Massive, but like 200 earthquakes in 1 hour.
That's a lot, dude.
That's a telltale sign
that like something's brewing. You know what I'm saying? That's like when you fart a lot, that means you got a shit coming. You know what I'm saying?
What is the frequency though? If you go back to that article, Chris, and go down to the frequency graph.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it'll show you the intensity is definitely not there. I mean, it's there for a couple of them, but it shows you like a time bar, right, or a time chart of like.
Yeah, it comes down a lot.
So like the higher the peak, the more intense that quake is.
It looks like Biden's numbers from inauguration. You know what I'm saying? Pretty solid. Then just tanks all the way.
Mother Nature knows what's going on.
Yeah, you were looking at those pictures,
88 million or something? 80 million?
Those pictures you're looking at underwater, those are sea turds.
Sea turds.
Yeah, that's what comes out of the volcano, and they just it's like feces.
The shit of the sea.
No, come on.
Yeah. That's what it is right there. Mm. Juan de Fuca Ridge.
Dude, that would be crazy to see magma form like a turd. It would look like a turd.
Yeah, because as soon as it's like
diarrhea, dude.
And then as soon as it hits the water, like... solid.
It just turns into poop rock.
It just keeps building upon itself.
It
just
goes...
Yeah. It's like one of those
fireworks. It looks like one of those snake fireworks. You know those snake fireworks?
Yeah. Snakes and sparklers. That's my favorite.
Snakes.
There you go. Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Well, hopefully you don't have to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully for
your
sake.
Well, I mean, we'll see in a few weeks, right?
Yeah. I mean, I won't be impacted. It might be Flex, but you never know.
I think Flex is good, man. I think he's good. Seattle might not be good, you know. But let's be real. Seattle needs a good washing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's dirty.
That's true.
Yeah. It's fucking dirty.
Get the hobos off that street.
The streets need power pressure wash, and that will do the job. You know what I'm saying? And they'll probably actually be happy afterward. Like, we didn't have to pay anybody to do this. You know what I mean? It's good.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're, like, right outside the danger zone.
Yeah, I'm outside the danger zone, like, so I'm good.
It goes down to, like, a Centralia area.
What sucks about that, though, is you're going to get a lot of refugee action. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're going to have like a lot of people coming. Well, if people like are leaving, evacuating, they're going to be like, any port in a storm, we need shelter. We need to have a hotel room. We need to use your stadiums. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Because like, I mean, even if you look at Seattle, the Seahawks stadium or the baseball field, like they're like fucking sea level right by the water, bro. Like those things are flooded out. You ain't using that shit. It's not going to be like the Superdome or whatever in Louisiana. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where they hunkered everybody in there.
So the Tacoma Dome's gone. The freaking old Clink, that's going to be gone.
Yeah, man. They just put everybody on Mount Rainier, and then that blows, and they're fucking screwed. Now everybody's just like, no, you know.
The needle, though, the needle might be poking out. People might just go up to the needle.
That's true.
There's not enough room there, bro. There's no room in that fucking space.
It'd be like the space needle would end up being the door from the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
There's people just hanging on to the post like, no.
There's room, you fuck.
But would the Space Needle withstand the tsunami waves? That thing would tip over, wouldn't it?
Well, the good thing is that it's not solid. It has 3 points. There's multiple points of, so the water could run through it and not have as much of an impact.
I bet the top would break off and it'd just float away like an arc.
You see it just fly like a UFO, and somebody's like, oh my God, we're getting attacked. Oh, it's a space needle.
The wave hits it, and it goes,
and Elon goes, good idea.
We have to watch The Simpsons to see if they predicted this.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I like that. Ban says, Flex ain't scared of no volcano. He does it every day. You know?
Oh, yeah, he does suck one down, doesn't he?
Oh, that's good stuff, man. Geez. Good stuff, dude.
That's good.
Fun show.
Good show, guys.
Good show.
Glad I could make it on time. Miss you guys.
Hell yes. Glad to have you, Dave.
Sure.
All right, everybody. Well, yeah. Get on Patreon. Suck it. No. just support the show. Get on Patreon. Yeah. Have fun with us on the live chat. Everybody's
reading. We'll see everybody Friday. right? Yeah. Patreon Live, right?
Yes, buddy.
Live it is. All right, Friday. Yeah. All right, man. You guys have a good one. Cheers to you.
Later, guys.
Peace.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.